Idaho will honor the service of local veterans this Thursday, which is Veterans Day. And in advance of that, we wanted to learn about an organization that's sole focus is veterans. The Idaho Veterans Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit that connects folks with resources for career development, education, entrepreneurship, and a whole lot more. Mindy Anderson is the founder and the executive director of the organization. She's joining us today along with veteran April Stanford, who is interning at the Chamber. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate this. And it's such a great week to be on this call.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mindy, let's start with you. Can you tell us the history of the Idaho Veterans Chamber of Commerce and when did you found it and what's the goal?
Yeah, so we founded the Idaho Veterans Chamber of Commerce back in 2020. I was the one that decided I was going to start a nonprofit during a pandemic. And we really focus on bridging the gaps between our Idaho communities and our military communities. And we focus on creating a network hub and a collaboration space to just bring everyone together in Idaho to figure out how can we best support the needs in the Idaho community? And then also how can we support the needs of the military community and just bridge the gaps in between there. And so we focus on within our network hub, we focus on providing navigation services that focus on education, workforce, entrepreneurship, housing, and then also family and wellness.
So Mindy, you mentioned that there are gaps in the system. Can you give us some examples of what that looks like?
Well, I think the gaps that I've found as a military serving member myself with the Idaho National Guard for 22 years, I served 12 years on active duty and then the last 10 years in the Guard. And it's not a lack of the Idaho communities not wanting to support the military community. They just don't know how to, or they don't know where to find the military community aside from our Division of Veteran Services and the military installations across Idaho. And so our mission is to be deeply rooted and embedded in the civilian communities so that we can help bridge the gaps in between. And so, for example, we focus a lot on workforce, and we're trying to connect our employers with our job seekers. And so that's just a perfect example of how we're supporting the Idaho community and their workforce challenges, and also creating the space for the job seekers to be able to pass through, to be able to find those employers that want to hire the military community and support.
So Mindy, is there a cost for veterans or veterans' families for any of the services that you provide?
No, we are a nonprofit 501c3, as you mentioned, and so all of our membership is free for veterans, military that are serving and transitioning, and then also their family members. And when I talk about family members, it's spouses, it could be dependents, children, it could also be parents of military, just because we know that our military parents want to stay connected to the military community. And sometimes their member is out of the state and they just don't know how to be involved with the military. And, or sometimes they have members that return from the military and they're not sure how to help them with transitioning or resources and services. And so our membership is free, and our membership is also free for all of our veteran service organizations too, as well, because we want to promote and lift up and identify and create the space where we can navigate our members to the wonderful resources that we have all across the state of Idaho that they're providing.
So April, let's bring you into the conversation, because during your internship, you've actually been working on a tool to help veterans connect with workforce services. So can you tell us about what veterans can access by using this tool?
Sure. So we've been kind of creating a couple different platforms. the most current one I'm working on is we have a job board. So we have our veteran and family friendly employers that reach out to us, and they will send us their job openings because they are interested in hiring veterans. They realize the multifaceted abilities that we bring to the community and to the job. So we will post them online for the veterans to be able to see and directly connect with that employer to apply for. We have also started probably one of the bigger ones, myself and the other intern. We are doing SkillBridge employer workshops. So what this is we are bringing the employers in the Idaho community, not just Boise, but all over Idaho, that are interested in learning about SkillBridge and what SkillBridge is and the program itself, which is it allows a military member up to 180 days before they transition to civilian life to go intern with another company. And so a lot of companies have no clue what this is. They think, hey, what's the catch? And there's no catch because the military is still paying us, so they don't have to pay us. They are literally getting up to 6 months of free labor from us. So, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So April, you're actually retiring from the Air Force this month, I believe. You've right. served for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do next? And are you using the tools that the chamber provides to, you know, get you to that next goal?
So, yes. So I am currently living in the great state of Louisiana right now. I'm heading up to Boise, though, in a week and a half. And I have secured a great job with Equus Workforce Solutions. And so almost literally what I'm doing for the chamber is what I will be doing for the civilian community at large there. Mm. And there are multiple direct connections to the chamber that I'll have with that job. We do a lot of stuff with workforce management right now. And those same folks I'll work with at Equus. So it's pretty ironic and kind of crazy that I got a job on the outside that I exactly what I love to do right now.
Yeah. No, that's great. So, you know, Mindy, a lot of what you do, it sounds like, is really connecting civilian and veteran workforces. Why do you think there is a disconnect?
Well, I think there's a disconnect because I know that on the military side, you know, we get so ingrained in a culture and we get so deeply rooted in our career field. For example, I'm a medic by trade. And so when we try to translate those skills and when we try to go out into the employer community, it's hard for us to see all of the opportunities that we could potentially serve in different positions and different capacities. And so I know that, you know, in the military, it's hard for us to just translate our skills and our knowledge and our experience to be able to fit the mold of the job descriptions. And then also, I think, you know, this is the first ever that we're creating this large veteran and family employer network, as April mentioned. And so we're creating the space where people can register with us and they can identify that they are focused and committed on supporting the military community. And so again, I don't necessarily think it's intentional. It's more so there just hasn't been that space created for the collaboration and the connection opportunity. And so with the work we've done in the last year, and then also with the recent announcement of a workforce innovation grant, we're really going to be able to create that space to navigate both the employers to the job seekers and job seekers to the employers.
So Mindy, before we wrap up, why should businesses register with the chamber and then how do they get involved?
Well, I think in the next 2 years, we are really going to ramp up our efforts in the workforce space. And we want as many employers to be registered with us so that we can help place these job seekers. We have job seekers reaching out to us every week, and we're continuously working with other partners within the community to help. And that includes the Division of Veteran Services and Gowan Field and Mountain Home Air Force Base. And so the more employers that we have registered with us, the more opportunities we can have to be able to place our job seekers, because we know that our job seekers are going to come with a tremendous and diverse background. And just because they're a medic doesn't mean that they can't fill a position as operations management or project management or HR consulting. And so the more employers we have registered, the more options we have available to be able to find the right career homes for our job seekers.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on the program and talking with us today. We've been chatting with Idaho Veterans Chamber of Commerce founder and its executive director, Mindy Anderson, and veteran April Stanford, who is interning at the chamber. Thanks so much for the conversation.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.